Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me introduce Ada Marie. Ada Marie, how are you today?
I'm fine. I am perfectly fine. I just had a caller, which I want to share with everybody because it is so funny. This lady, and I do know her from California for about 20 years ago anyway, she called and she said, "When are you going to do a TV show that we can hear in California?" I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, in about 5 minutes I'm going to be on the air, and I don't know if we go to California or not."
We go all over.
Okay, so how would she get a hold, how would she be able to listen to it in California?
Well, she would have to call in. Is there a phone number she can be reached at? Because I could call her and give her the call-in number.
Well, actually, she didn't give me the number. I told her I had to go on the air. And
yeah. Well.
And but she needs a call-in number, right?
Right, and she can call in next week, and I can give you the call-in number later.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have her do that. But it was just so funny because she said, "You know, you used to do a show here in California." I said, "Yes, I did, but." I am doing one out of Arizona, but it's with some people in New York, so
uh-huh.
I will get a hold of her and let her know.
Very good.
A lot of people in California wanted to know what happened to me, and I thought everybody could go on the internet and find me, but I guess they can't.
Well,
you know, they would if they went to Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle.
Well, if they do that, you do have a link that Michelle puts on there that will connect
mm-hmm.
people to the show. So that's what they should do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did everybody hear what he said? Because he knows how to say it. Yes.
There you go. I think they've heard it. And anybody that listens to the show after the fact, because it is podcast for posterity, they will hear it too. And.
Oh.
Just to let people know, Ada Marie will do readings today. They're going to be brief by necessity. But if you want to do a more extensive reading and if you want to do mediumship with her, she is a medium. She will not do mediumships on the show. It takes too long. But she does give callers 15 minutes for free out of an hour. And I'm going to give you her phone number in just a minute, so get your pens ready. Okay, her phone number, and she's available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And her phone number is 520-896-9510. And as a matter of fact, the topic for the day that was brought up by our first caller, Susan, is mediumship. So I wondered what you would like to say about how it is to be a conscious medium.
Well, a lot of people they go into a kind of a hypnotic state to be able to receive from from the higher forces. But as my great-grandmother was a natural seer, and from England, and she taught everybody down the line, and then my grandmother, who really helped me a lot to be a conscious medium. The trick of becoming a conscious medium is to clear your head of all thought, so there is no thought of any kind, warm, cold, people, anything. You have to be completely empty, is what we call it, because there is no sense of laughter, joy, sadness, or anything, and there is no feeling of hot or cold or temperature. You're just in a state of total emptiness so that you can receive directly. And if you receive correctly and you give the information correctly, you can hold that energy your whole life. If you do not give the whole truth, if you try to add to it or do something, when I get an answer, I get an answer. That's all I get. I don't get anything inner, as you know, honey. I don't get anything on either side. That's for you to figure out. So in order for me to answer, I have to give you the answer I receive, but I cannot embellish it.
Right. Right.
And I don't, as you know.
Right. No, I do know that. Well, what's it like to contact the spirit world?
The feeling is a feeling of absolute peace, like the world is at ease and perfect, because you're not going to be looking into difficulties. You're not going to be drawing to you negativity. There may be 50 people out there that absolutely hate you, but that doesn't make any difference. That's their privilege. They have the privilege to think however they want to think about anything. So you go about your work as you are given the work, and just let it go. Somebody come crying and said, well, so-and-so said something terribly bad, and I feel awful. I said, forget it. They're talking from their head. They are talking about themselves. They are using your name. So forget it. Just forget it. Just release it.
Mm.
And people, I must have got 50 calls about that.
Wow.
Because you know, and this was a private call. But it's true. Whenever people have something to say about somebody, usually it's from their own thoughts and their own judgment, right?
That's absolutely right. No.
So,
yeah. Well, the first caller also wondered if you did mediumship with pets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the other day, 2 days ago, a lady brought a little puppy. I mean, this was it's an old dog, but it's a little, I don't think it weighs more than 3 pounds. And she said, somebody told me if you held my dog, he would get well. And I said, well, I don't know about that, but I'll look at him. And I looked at him, and his eyes were kind of closed. So I reached in and petted his right paw and just held it for a few minutes, and he just opened his eyes and looked around, and he was fine. I have no idea what was wrong with him. I have no idea. I just said to the girl, you need to pick him up and hold him more often. You need to give him more love.
Ah, beautiful.
And that was all I said. That was all I got.
Well, you are a healer, and so
yeah.
That's no surprise, but... Are you able to connect with pets on the other side for people that have questions concerning that?
On 3 different occasions this spring, in February, I had 3 calls almost within a week for the same thing. Can you find our dog? And I said, well, I don't know. You know, you have to give me a name, and I have to see if I can... I never know if I can connect with somebody until I actually connect.
Right.
I don't have a big gallery here that I can connect from. I have to have a name and sometimes a description or a date that they left us, whatever. Different questions I have to ask to be able to be sure. Because, you know, you may say to me, would you let me talk to my grandmother? Well, Grandma Jean, okay. How many million Grandma Jeans are there? And how many million things? But I answer the question specifically. I'll say, Grandma Jean, This is Ada Marie, and I am talking to you, Edward, and Edward would like to have a communication with you. If you're there anywhere and can get back to us shortly, we may be able to get together. And very often, those people seem to know ahead of time because you've sent the energy out ahead of time that you want to talk to them.
Yes.
So the energy's already gone out there.
Yeah.
All I have to do is politely ask and you know, see if they're close enough I can get to them and have. And then what I do, I teach you how to talk to them yourself because everybody can do it, you see, but they have to know how. So if I talk to a person who, one man had passed away and he, his poor wife, couldn't find any of the papers because he had them all put away. So we got a hold of him, and she talked, asked the questions, and he answered the questions, and I said, now, I want the two of you to be able to go on with this communication as long as you're both are on Earth, or one of you are on Earth and the other isn't. I want you to have this communication, and I told him how to do it. And they've been just fine. She's okay. She's back working, she's doing wonderfully well, and he has been, as he was before, he has been very conscientious of her and guiding her.
Mm.
So that's a wonderful thing. And when people call for that, I tell them, we have to set an appointment. This is going to take an hour to an hour and a half, because it does. By the time we find them, and they're ecstatic on this side, they're usually ecstatic on the other side. So, you know, it's a catch-22, so you have to be able to get them together and be able to answer the question. A man asked his wife, he said, I can't find anything, all the paperwork, what happened to it, where did you keep it? She said, in the drawer under the dryer, in the laundry room. I know it sounds funny, but can you imagine when people are trying to get their affairs in order? And they would never look in there for anything.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I help a lot of people to find things that would take up, they might never find. They might have sold the washer and dryer and those papers would have still been there.
Well, I think we should move on. We've got quite a few callers here.
Okay, let's go.
What I was going to suggest is that if we have an opportunity later, maybe you could provide some information on how people can become mediums on their own. But let's see how it goes with the callers first. I've talked to five of them, and we have eight on the line.
Okay.
Our first caller is Susan, and I'm bringing her live now. Susan, you're live.
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Suzanne. My question was about work. Is that okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
What?
I've done some soul searching and things, and I was going to veer away from working with kids, and I tried an assisted living place, and it's really not for me, and it was far away and not enough money. So now I'm going for an interview to do some tutoring for this summer, and then I just got a call to interview for a teacher assistant for September. And I really want it.
You got it. You got it. You have to know it. Know that you got it. That call came from all of your work. So you know you got it. Just know it.
And what about the tutoring
Hold
tonight?
The knowing. After tutoring. But I'm talking about the assistant job you got from the school. You have to know it. Don't wish it. Don't want it. Don't fool around. Just know you got that position. That's where they get in trouble. They get an offer of a job, and then they start wondering or worrying instead of saying, thank you, God. I'll do the very best I can. And let
I didn't
go
get
the job
yet. I have to go for an interview June 7th.
Mm-hmm. And you will do fine.
Okay, I'm thinking positive. And how about the tutoring interview I have?
Yeah, you will do fine. Your interview will go fine, and people will love you, and you'll have a nice place to work.
What about the tutoring job I'm trying to get tonight? I interview for this summer. I'm doing that tonight.
I'm sure you won't have any problem with that.
Okay. I know, and I worry too much about what other people think. Yeah, my friend got me this assisted living job, but it wasn't just for me. Now I think she's mad at me.
Honey, whatever they think is their business. But
okay.
It's your job, and you're going to do a good job. That's all you have to know.
All right, well, thank
forgive
you.
Forgive the other woman and bless her. Whenever somebody is angry with you, you need to bless them so that they come to understand that their anger is their downfall. So bless her and bless her and bless her and bless her.
All right, I can do that.
Her.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you so
do
much.
That.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we just lost one, but whoops. Here's Wendy. Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Ada. Very nice to speak with you.
It's good to speak with you. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Well, I had mentioned that I worked at a temp job for data entry for Centene, and then that assignment ended rather abruptly, and then they offered me another job in grievances and appeals on the phone, but I haven't heard from them for a month. So I applied online directly to the company, and praise God, I got the job offer on the phone last Friday. And the purpose of my call today, Ada, is the HR lady wanted me to go ahead and fill out all this paperwork again, so I called her, and thank God I had the wisdom to put this temp job very first listing on my resume, so I was very upfront about it and on my application. And then I said, well, do you still want me to do this? Because I passed all this on April 18th, about 6 weeks ago. And she sounded really happy, and she said, well, maybe you don't have to. And so she's going to check on this. So I hope that my job still materializes and that I don't have to go through all that background again. What do you think she's going to tell me?
Now, this isn't what you do. You know it had materialized, and you know you don't have to do it again, and you know you have the job. Have you got the knowing?
Yes,
got
ma'am.
It?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all you needed is to know it. Don't worry, don't wonder, don't think. You know, that's what you need, the knowing.
And I think this is by divine right. I really do. And this is a regular customer service job. And, oh, Ada, it's only 3 miles away from me.
Wonderful, perfect. Now, you don't think that that's a miracle from God?
I know it's
a miracle.
Of course
it's a miracle. Yes. And you hang on to that miracle and thank him every day.
Oh, I've been thanking my spirit guides and God and my family
Good.
In heaven every day. And
right.
I wrote, when I got the job offer, I put on this big board, thank you, and I put the man's name that I had interviewed with. So I see that every day. And Well, the lady in HR said that I would start on a Monday. Might be the 5th, coming Monday, but that would be kind of quick. It could be the 12th. What do you think, Ada?
It'll
when
be
will
the
I 5th. Actually
be? Get prepared.
Okay. All right. And will I?
Yeah.
I'm praying, Ada, that I keep the job between 4 and 11 years. Do you see that happening, I hope? Because I'll work really hard.
Well, you probably could keep it 20 years, but that's up to you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be 66
you know,
on July the 6th, so I don't think I want to work more than 11 more years.
Don't be crazy. You want to work as long as you can to stay healthy.
You know what? You're
stay
absolutely
healthy
right,
by
Ada.
Working.
I believe that's true. And it would keep me on my toes, I'm telling you. So
what you want to be.
So everything looks good. The job is mine. I'll start probably this coming Monday.
Probably Monday, yes.
And
you
will
enjoy.
I have a lady or man? What was that?
Will you have a lady or a man what?
Supervisor.
It looks like a man.
Oh, will he be kind and supportive?
Oh, he'll be very understanding.
Oh, thank goodness. Will it be the same man that interviewed me or somebody else?
I believe it's probably the one who interviewed you.
And with
his
that,
looked at you rather father. He looked toward you like he was rather fatherly, didn't he?
Well, no. I mean, I was maybe I was a year or two older than him.
Yeah, but he looked at you like he cared about your consciousness and your job. I'm sure
yes.
He did, because I'm looking at him.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a very nice business rapport. So I hope that I'm comfortable there. And will I get a window
seat?
You
will be comfortable.
Yeah, and Wendy, we're going to need to move on, hon, but, you know, congratulations. And
thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you, David.
Enjoy every minute.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Ada. God bless.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take good.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's great.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Wendy's called before. She's been concerned about a job for quite a while, so it's quite a milestone for her. That's wonderful.
That is fabulous.
Okay, callers, I think a few of you have gotten out of sync, so if I'm not calling on you in the order you called, then please forgive me. The next caller I'm showing is Kim, and Kim, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, I know I'm supposed to be married in this lifetime, but it hasn't happened yet, and I'm 46. Is he on his way anytime soon?
Well, I think you've been very happy being single. I think that you've made a very nice life for yourself being single, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, you being married hasn't really been a necessity because you really went ahead and moved forward in a positive manner and are your own boss. Are you ready to share your time with somebody and give time to them that you've been using for yourself now? That's your question.
Yes.
Meditate on it. Because once you marry, you are sharing every day of your life, the rest of your life, with somebody else who is sharing their half of their life with you. And you want it to be very amicable and happy and a lot of laughter and love and light and many, many good thoughts. I have to say that because that's what has to be to make a happy life, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Then you got to find the person.
Not
you
sure
still
where
there, Kim?
Where should I look?
Well, if you got everything, all your ducks in a row, he'll show up.
What do you mean
okay.
by all your ducks in a row, Ada Marie?
What I mean by that is if her life is settled so she can be happy sharing it with somebody and not have, you know, idiosyncrasies that she can't live with, then she needs to work on what she's willing to live with. Some people think that all they got to do is get married and their life's going to turn out roses. Well, you know as well as I do that that doesn't happen. And so there's a lot of give and take in a marriage.
Yes, sir.
So you have to be ready, and that's what I say. If your ducks are in a row and you're ready to share and give and receive, then you're okay. But a lot of people don't get married with that in their mind.
So when you're in that position of readiness, then it will happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You write out exactly what you want in a partner and write out what you're willing to give of yourself to the partner.
Can you do that, Kim?
So I have the list of what I want. I guess I don't have the list of what I'm willing to give.
Yeah, well, you better do that one, too. It's very important.
I sure will now. Because I was working on other family members and friends who needs to stay and who needed to move on in my life. So I could make room for him to come in.
Yeah. You have to have room. You have to have a space. You have to have somewhere.
I even clean out closets and everything.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Anything
you.
Else? Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
No.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thanks.
Okay, our next caller is Gigi. Gigi, you're live. Gigi, can you hear me? Do you have your phone on mute? We can't hear you.
Okay,
this
I'm
is...
here. I am
okay,
here.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Go
thank
ahead.
You. Hi, Ada. My question today, Ada, is about my current living situation. I'm feeling it's kind of new, yet I'm having these feelings or the question come up about whether I'm in the right environment with the right people. Is it the right fit for me?
You're questioning that?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer is no.
That's what you're feeling?
And I think you already know that answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, just by virtue of the fact that I'm questioning it, yeah, that's kind of...
Right.
But that's what you're seeing, that's what you're feeling, and I'm asking for your kind of input. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is there anything
I would
else?
I'd make some changes if I were you. Because it isn't going to get better.
Mm.
It's not going to be harmonious because there's something in there clicking that's not harmonious. So I think you better make
economic
some changes.
Mm.
Pardon?
Okay. It's a matter of economics at this point, and so I'm wanting to know if that could, if I can connect the dots so it can happen as quickly as possible. In other words, I need to find another stream of income in order to really do what I want, and that is, you know, move on my own.
Right. That's what you need to do. And you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an idea of what kind of work you want to do and where you want to be in that work, I mean, in what area, you write it out, and you'll find it. And like other people that have called on the show, and sure enough, they have written it out and carefully looked and put it in the ether. And then the guides that you have will start to look. And the next thing you know, you'll be on your way.
Great.
But you got to do the homework. Everybody has to do the homework. Don't care who you are. You have to do your own homework. You can't leave it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did quite a bit of homework,
too. And that's correct.
To manifest this particular situation, but it's just not feeling like it turned out the way I had hoped for. So it's time to go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board because you missed something you needed to put in it. Study it over and see what you missed that is vital to you, and then rewrite it again.
Mm.
See, you didn't
okay.
This little particular thing you didn't even think about. So now you have to rewrite it and put in this missing link. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so very much.
That's,
yeah.
Pardon?
Thank you so very much. I totally agree with that.
Well, and it works, too. You do it. You'll see. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
okay,
for calling,
thanks.
Gigi. Okay.
Sure. Thanks,
goodbye.
David.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, we're just waiting for that call to... There we go. Okay. Our next caller is Randy, and Randy, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, my question is also job-related. When and where do you see me working?
Well, because I don't know where you are and I don't know what country you're in, I see a lot of things, but I don't see anything that's bouncing
out of me. Well, I mean where
me.
In terms of, like, what kind of position will it be?
What kind of work do you do? I see you
well,
sitting
that's...
at a desk, but that don't tell me anything.
Okay. So you see me sitting at a desk?
So
do
what
you
kind
see,
of work
you, when
do you
do? Well, I don't want to give, I don't want to give that information.
Well, how can I give you any information if I can't see?
I don't know. Some people can. I don't know. Some
well,
psychics can do that.
And is it ever true? You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to answer your question to help you with a position or a job, whatever you want to call it.
Let me ask you a question, Randy. Is it because you're on the air that you don't want to give that information out?
Well, I want to confirm that, you know, I could trust the information that's given to me. So,
oh, I...
Basically.
Well,
I mean, because I don't know. I don't really, I've never called you before, so I don't know much about you, but... You know.
Well, you can call on a personal call. You can call me personally, and I answer your questions just as I do on the show, and not quite. Sometimes some things I think are more personal, and you should call for a private session. But you know, I channel. So what I get, it's what I give you. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And most
so you're,
of the people.
What are you? What are you getting?
I'm not getting anything because I'm looking at the commotion in your head. And there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So when most of the people who have called on the show, I've been able to answer truthfully, and they seem to be happy, don't they, Dave?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I'm only going to channel, and I'm not going to elaborate on anything. The words I get come straight down and through my mouth, and I can't
mm-hmm.
even remember them 10 seconds after I've said them usually. So
okay.
I'm not right. I'm not there. I'm not here to play a game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, Randy. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, just to let people know, Ada Marie does do private readings, and she'll give the first 15 minutes for free. And her phone number is 520-896-9510, and she's available between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. And our next caller, we're going to area codes now. Our next caller is area code 857. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Annette.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Annette.
Oh, hi, Annette. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi, Annette. I'm good. And you're good?
Oh, just a minute. Sorry. Annette,
hello?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes.
Yep,
okay.
You're there.
Okay, I'm outside. It's a beautiful day, so I'm sorry about the noise. Everybody seems to be out today. My question is in regards to actually someone that I've been having some conflict with, a male friend. And today, he made a comment in regards to an older woman. He made a comment that she was unattractive, she was fat, and she was about 50 years old. And I took offense to that. I really took. I took offense to that.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time that he's made reference to people being middle-aged, and you know they're commenting on how someone physically looks and their age, because he's a young man. And I actually had to drop some knowledge on him and let him know that what he said is the fact that what he was saying was very unattractive and very unflattering to speak that way about anybody. And I've been having second thoughts as to whether or not I want to continue with my friendship with him.
Well, I would think the answer would have been no without even thinking twice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
So now he's sulking.
Yeah.
About what I said to him.
You
because
know,
I thought it was because
those kind of... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, it goes without saying that if he thinks that, and he talks that way, he's not going to be a very nice person to have to be around.
That's true.
Because he's going to find fault with everything.
Yeah. And I noticed in the beginning of our, it was pleasant. Our friendship was moving into something pleasant. And then it seemed like it just went dark.
Well, his true nature probably came out.
Yeah, and it hasn't been the same. It hasn't been the same since.
Right. So I would run, not walk.
Yeah. Because I told him, I said, interesting, you're young, and...
What?
It was interesting because I was like, you say this about older people who are older than you, middle-aged people. I'm like, it's interesting because you're young, and what you're saying is unattractive. You're calling people who are older and who may not be in shape or whatever may not be attractive to you, or they're older, you call them, because I am actually, I'm 53 years old, and I don't consider myself an unattractive woman. So
and when people say that about others, they become unattractive.
Exactly.
They spend so much time looking at that, that they become that. You
and
become
he
what you think.
That. Yes, he became that to me today. Even though he's young and in shape, he became very unattractive and unflattering.
Right.
And he's
young. And
that's young.
True, because that's how he thinks. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, wow, how does he think about me if he thinks this way about a stranger?
Right. So, you know, that... when people look at people and decide that they're whatever, good, bad, indifferent, ugly, whatever, that's where their thinking is at. And that's what they will become.
Yeah.
So
I've just decided, I just don't see him as someone I want to be around or even want to talk to.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Be as brief as possible when you run into him.
Yeah. Just, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised at him.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah. You have to know people well before you know what they really are.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it, and I'm just not liking it. I mean, You know, you don't call, I mean, he couldn't compliment the woman who was playing the guitar. He couldn't compliment it that she was a fabulous, passionate guitar player. But the first thing that came out of his mouth was that she was fat and she was about 50 years old and she was unattractive. And I just was like, yeah. And I had to kind of go in on him. I'm sorry, but I just kind of had, you know. I was easy, though. I was, you know, I had to let him know that, you know, your judgment.
Right.
Yeah. So did I do the right thing?
Get a new relationship. It'll be better.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So you think our relationship is going to get better because I have to drop some knowledge on him?
Yeah, but you don't want a relationship with somebody who thinks like that. They're not going to change. Animals don't change their spots. Just find a new relationship.
This is true. But you think it's going to change? You think that it's going to make our relationship better?
What? What's going to make it better? Nothing.
That's true.
He's going to think that way.
Mm.
So you better find a better relationship.
Right. Right. Very true.
You know, one time some guy said to me, this was about 3 years ago, he said, you know, all you young women look so beautiful and so wonderful. What's going to happen when you get to be 50 years old? And I just turned around and looked at him and I said, well, I might never get to be 50 years old because I'm already 80. His mouth fell open and he looked at me and he goes, what?
Yeah.
I've lived 3/4 of a century and more. And
wow.
Well, he says, well, I said, that's a hole too deep in my mind. But you see, people pass judgments on for no reason. It's
right.
The consciousness inside. It's inside. What happens in
that's
the heart
true.
Is what's important. And if people look crabby and mean, they probably are.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. They
don't know any better.
Yeah.
So that's what
true.
It's about. Yeah.
That's very true. But he was surprised that she could, that she was so passionate with her guitar playing and that it was absolutely beautiful. He was surprised at someone so old and so ugly and unattractive to be so passionate about playing the guitar. And now if he just came out and said, what's that?
Eleanor Roosevelt was an unattractive lady, but she was extremely beautiful.
Yes.
Extreme.
Amen.
Eleanor was an extremely beautiful woman.
Yes.
And she wrote an article about that, and I kept that article. I have it in my file cabinet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was wonderful. I mean, she wrote a wonderful article, and I've kept it in my file cabinet all these years.
Well,
do you know the
I hate
name
to interrupt.
What?
I was going to interrupt because it's time to move on. Just final thing that you want to say, Ada Marie?
What's the name of the article?
I don't know, honey. It's in the file cabinet, and I got 7 of them. I'd have to find it.
Okay.
But I have it. It was written back in the 40s. I know 40s. That. Yeah. The thing I want to say is that if everybody held in their heart love for their fellow man, blanket love for your fellow man, our world would turn around real fast.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anna.
I truly appreciate it. God bless you both.
Thank you.
and thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Just to let the callers on the line know, we will get to all of you, even if we have to run over. So just hang in there. We'll run a little over today. Is that all right, Ada Marie?
That's fine.
Okay. And a friend of yours is on the line. She's second to last in queue. That's Mary. And so I'm sure you'll enjoy talking to her. Our next caller is area code 610, and you're live. What is
Hello?
Your name, please? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Sonia.
I'm sorry? Tanya?
Tanya?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Ada, how are you?
What is your question? I'm good. What is your question,
yeah.
honey?
Yeah, I've spoken to you a few weeks ago about a job, and you saw that. That you mentioned that you saw me like getting the job, but they didn't make me the offer. I mean, basically just told me that thank you for applying and they're thank you for doing all the work, everything, but they're moving on with other candidates. So that job really, you know, it didn't materialize. So
well,
I'm not sure what happened there, but I am in the process of applying for something else. Yeah.
Well, then possibly,
yeah.
if you look very carefully mm-hmm. at how you applied, you may find the niche that they didn't agree with. So look when you're applying, look over your application very carefully, okay? Because you're a good worker, and maybe if you write it a little bit different, it'll be more acceptable.
Right, no, and that's what I'm doing.
I had to do that.
They're not even asking me for a resume or cover letter. I just have to answer some questions and do something
mm-hmm.
technical because it's something in the technical field. But I just, you know, I haven't applied yet. I will do so probably, you know, if not today, tomorrow. And I just wanted to see what you're picking up, you know, with that job or as far as me finding a job.
I feel good about it.
Okay.
I feel good about it. I don't feel any negativity surrounding you. So that's good.
Okay. Do you think there's potentially could, call me for, like, an interview or something?
Right. And that could happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, like, when do you see me, like, actually getting a new job? Like, are you picking up anything?
I'm not getting that answer.
No? Okay.
Huh. That's funny.
All right, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what I like about you, Ada Marie, is if you don't have the answer, you don't make something up, and that's great.
I can't make anything up. I would lose my channel.
Right, and the thing is, time in the spirit world is kind of elusive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. There is no such a thing as time. It's just a matter. When I see something coming up for somebody, usually I see it surrounding them.
Mm.
And it doesn't give me a time. I just see it surrounding them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how I see it. It just surrounds them.
Okay.
And okay.
Well, our next caller is area code 480. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Hi, Ada.
Hi. Do you have a question, Mike?
I do.
Okay.
I'm in the process of trying to move to the Santa Barbara area here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to kind of see a place popping up or to move into or a job coming first type of thing. I mean, I only live like a half hour, 40 minutes from there now. So, I mean, to commute is not a big deal. But I was just kind of curious on what you kind of feel.
This is what I feel. It's what I'm seeing, Mike. Are you looking for a small place?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. It's expensive there.
Yeah. A small place. I see it. I can't give you an address because I'm not getting it, but it's a house that's white, and it looks like it might have a blue trim or a light, you know, not a real heavy dark trim, but that's what I see, and you will find it, and you will get it. It'll be very reasonable to rent.
Oh, wonderful. And it's probably just renting a room with roommates type of thing?
It could be. I don't see any there now, but I do see that, yes, it could be.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
And, yeah, any idea if that's, like, the summer or more towards the fall?
It's in, like, September.
Okay.
That's what just came to me, September.
That's okay.
So just keep looking around, and probably you'll find it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Take care, Mike. God bless.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay, here she is. This is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm
yes.
Very good. Mhm.
Do you have a question, Mary?
I do. I'm
okay.
Wondering if you see the changes that are occurring in my book now are going to make it more saleable, or
you know, the book is very saleable, just like you had it. I mean, people are just waiting on pins and needles to get it. But I think the changes are answering questions that you didn't answer in the book.
That's what I wanted to hear. I want the people to understand what's going on a little bit more than instead of saying this happened and this happened and this happened. So that's good.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing, Mary. That's what I am. I can tell you when you finally get through this struggle and get that on, it's going to be a bestseller.
Oh my! Thank you so much. That's more than I expected.
Well, that's just channel. I just channel. I don't. You know, I can only tell you what comes through me.
Thank you very much. So
You're very welcome.
Sometimes it seems as if it's I'm struggling for the right words, and I just feel as if this new version is much more important than the first edition.
Right, you're doing wonderful, and it'll be a bestseller, honey.
Thank you. Well, I do appreciate you, and thank you so much for your insight and your caring, because that comes through everything you do. So.
Yes, I do care. I care for everybody, and usually when I'm done with this show, I sit down and I ask the Father to bless everyone that I spoke to and everyone that they meet and every job they have and everything that happens. So I do my own half hour of praying for all the people that we've communicated with today, and Dave, the MC, he works very hard to do a good job, and he does a good job.
He certainly does provide a wonderful forum for you. So thanks again,
yes,
and that's all I have to say.
Okay, you're welcome, and that's all I have to say.
Mary, it's good to hear your voice. Take good care, hon.
Okay.
Will do.
Okay.
I'm back to work on the book. Okay.
Good,
yes.
Good.
Back to work on my bestseller.
Keep on trucking and keep on knowing that it's going to be a bestseller.
It is.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
God bless. Okay, we have one more caller, and it's area code 347. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Katie from New York.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was calling because I wanted to know when would I be getting a new job. I want to move on from the place I'm at. I don't feel comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know when I would get something new.
Yeah. Well, have you made applications? It doesn't look like you've done that yet.
Yeah, I've sent out my resume.
Because there's something in the works for you, but it seems like you're going through an agency or a person that you know the job is coming through somebody or something. That's what it looks like.
Okay, yeah, I signed up with some different agencies, and sometimes the people from my school, they can help us with jobs too.
Right, right. So, but you will get something before fall.
Okay. Do you see when I might move on from this one?
Pardon? Did I see what?
When I might be leaving the one I'm on.
Oh, okay. Now I heard you. Something didn't work in my phone, I guess. August.
August? This one?
This August. That came fast.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. I'm thinking about leaving. No, I'm thinking about leaving sooner, but I'm not sure yet. Because I think I have to switch my hours to part-time.
Mm-hmm. So, but the answer that came, and it came quickly, was August. So, you know, as in the back of your mind, it could be back there. But as you see things unfold, then you would know why you were given that time.
Well, we'll see. I'll let you guys know. I'll definitely call back and let you guys know.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yes, please do that. We're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. So we would love to get feedback from callers.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you both so much. Thank you. Enjoy your day.
God bless.
God bless you guys too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's everybody.
Okay. That's good.
I'm trying to think. We had a dangling question. Oh, that was, how do people tap into their own mediumship ability?
Okay. I teach people how to do that, and if I have them with me, it takes about 7 days for them to make that connection. But it takes the ability to turn your head off and sit in complete total silence without anything going on around you, like water running, radios playing, anything. And if you learn to do that, if you really concentrate, you can make it happen. But I've taught classes on that for years, and when I get it, I need at least 6 people that want to know. And then in the process, we get together and I show them how to work. It's simple, and it's hard to explain, but it's very simple. But once you get in the position and the mindset correct, then it comes easy.
Okay. Well,
that's how it works.
For people that want to get in touch with Ada Marie, you can do it one of two ways. There's her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her directly between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time at 520-896-9510, right?
Right, right. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. And thank you to all the callers.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you to the callers.
Okay. Have a great rest of the day.
I will, and you too.
Will do.
Okay.
God.
Bye-bye.
Go on. Goodbye.
Bless you.